Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tiffany.
Hey there.
How are you feeling? Did you get any sleep?
I did not get any sleep, but I'm feeling good. I'm like pumped up on caffeine and adrenaline right now. So.
Okay, good. It's so funny. It's like, I know it had to be heartbreaking. You are lost by essentially one puzzle piece, but is there any solace knowing that that jury, at least from what I can tell, really loves you and was rooting for you?
There's a lot of solace in that. There's a lot of validation in that. And I think usually when it comes to losing Survivor, there's like a real big coulda, shoulda, woulda. Oh, I would change this. I would change that. There's a lot of disappointment. I did not feel that way after I played this season. And I know what it means to feel disappointment and have regrets, because the first time I played, that's all I felt when I got home. And literally, other than just completing that puzzle a little bit sooner, there's nothing else I could have done. There's nothing else I could have done. And then to get back to Ponderosa and have people literally tell me, Tiffany, you would have won. I'm like, I did what needed to be done. That's all I could do. I did everything I could do.
And you know what? You went in and you had Q and Charlie there, and I was worried about you because I'm just like, they're a group. But you lost them, you know, they went out a little early. Do you think that helped sort of, you know, loosen you up a little bit?
For sure. Now it's difficult because in addition to losing Q and Charlie early, I also lost D, I lost Camilla, I lost Mike White. I lost all the people that I was like closely aligned with. So I kind of went into the merge as a free agent almost.
Yeah.
Other than the ties that I had to Aubrey and, you know, my original Kahlo ties were kind of decimated at that point. But I think that kind of challenged me. It forced me to spread my wings with zero comfort in a way that I had never been forced to before. And I think that's what helped get me to the end.
Yeah, because you were a target. Jonathan and Coach were writing your name down. They were going after you. And then you sort of got off their radar. What did you do there to like get in the background?
So I think that's a testament to my social game. My social game was always working from the moment I hit the beach, because I knew I didn't have a lot of allies. They were cutting them left and right. And even the people that wrote my name down in the original vote, they didn't want to. Ozzy didn't want to write my name down. Steph didn't want to write my name down. I think the other two were Joe and Coach. Joe was going along with whatever, and Coach wanted to write my name down because he was just trying to make a play. But immediately after that vote, Ozzy came and told me he wrote my name down and asked for my forgiveness and asked if we could work together. Joe did the same when we won the challenge together. These are all people that I had already speaking to that already liked me. And even when they were told that they were writing my name down, they're like, wait, I don't want to write Tiff's name down. I like her. But then they were met with, well, do you want it to be you tonight? This is the first jury vote. It could go any way if we don't have a backup. And then that's when that fear comes in. So I think after that fear dissipated, and then I kind of cut them off from using me as an easy option by winning immunity the very next challenge. Now y'all got to figure it out. Yep. And then I think after that one round of them figuring it out, they're like, okay, yeah, we never wanted to write Tiff's name down anyway. Let's not do that again. And then my name didn't get written down again until they realized that they had to, or they were going to lose the game.
Right. Yeah, it was funny. It was like all of a sudden you and Suri were locked in, and we didn't necessarily see like the birth of that. Like what brought you guys together?
Yeah, I wish you guys would have seen more of that. There was not a specific thing that brought us together. From day one of the merge, Suri and I connected. And it was immediate. It was swift. There wasn't like a big thing that brought us together. Day one, we walk over to the water well. We have a conversation. It's, I love you. I love you too. Bet. And then we were inseparable ever since then. I'm talking like That's why all those shots, we were always on the hammock, talking, joking, laughing. I think our relationship extended far beyond just gameplay, which is why we are still friends now and, text and talk regularly. So while you guys didn't get to see it, Ceree quickly became my number one ally when I got to the beach.
Were you actually willing to go to the end with her?
Yes, I was. I know.
Wow.
I know. It's crazy. Everybody has asked me that question today. But yes, I would for a lot of reasons, right? Yes, I'm a competitor. And no, I don't like to lose. But at the same time, I think there's nuance to this specific situation. Any other season, you ask me, am I going to go to the end with somebody that I know can beat me? I'm telling you, no, you're out of your mind. This is not any other season. This is season 50. This is Ceree Fields. I felt like that would have been a storybook ending to a season called In the Hands of the Fans. I know that's what the fans would have wanted. That's what I wanted. And I wanted to win. Like, for a woman to be so good at the game that the people that are playing with her even want her to win, I feel like that speaks volumes. And again, as somebody who went through like the, oh, she's so scary, we gotta team up on her, we gotta get her out of here, I can't justify that mentality of being so scared of somebody that you do that, because nobody makes me that scared. Nobody makes me that scared. Not even Ceree. I love Ceree, but she doesn't put fear in my heart in the way that I would send her home. And above all else, I think season 50 is a season where all three butts in those seats need to be people that are deserving of being there. And Ceree is a person that's deserving, and I would never take that away from her.
I love it. Speaking of jury, though, I want to talk about the jury. Jonathan sort of alluded that he thought Ceree swayed some votes in the jury. I mean, listen, Stephanie was also speaking up for him, and you sort of called that out. I also want to commend you. You know, you had just gotten voted out, and you sort of went to bat for Aubrey a little bit there too. And Aubrey just told me she's like, Tiff's like the least bitter person ever. Talk to me about being on that jury and what you wanted to see, and sort of, yeah, going to bat for Aubrey.
Yeah, I totally agree. Nobody can ever call me bitter. It's never about that for me. I think what it ultimately came down to was that I respected the hell out of Aubrey. I respected the hell out of the game she played. And the thing I look for most as a juror is for somebody to get up there and own their game. And I don't think that Joe and Jonathan own their gameplay in the same way that Aubrey did. You guys saw like a snippet of a very long tribal council, but we put the heat on Aubrey too. And every time she said, yeah, I did it. Yeah, I told y'all secrets. Yeah, I did what was advantageous to me because I knew that that's what was going to get me here. She owned it. She stood 10 toes down on it. And I had no choice but to respect it. And for me as a juror, that's exactly what I look for. Vote me out or not, you made the right choice. And
I
that's why
love
you earned my vote.
it. I love it, Tiff. Do you think Ceree swayed people? Do you believe that?
No, I don't
Yeah.
think Ceree people. Because here's the thing, right? Everybody on that jury was there. Ceree wasn't telling anybody anything new. Ceree wasn't bringing out information out of a hat that people didn't already feel. We were asking the questions that needed to be asked and searching for very specific answers that were going to inform the way we voted. So I think the line of questioning from Ceree was just what she was looking for to figure out where her vote was going. And ultimately, this is a juror of all-stars. This is a juror of people that have played this game two, three, four, five times. Ain't nobody there being swayed. Like, people, again, this is season 50. People are going to vote for the person that they think deserves when to landmark, when. They're gonna vote for the person they think deserves winning this landmark season.
Right.
This is not a jury of people that are gonna be easily swayed. Nobody up there is a newbie. We've all been on a jury before. So I think
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably Jonathan's truth because he was there. Maybe that is what it felt like for him. So I won't try to invalidate his feelings. But me as a juror on the other side of things, based on what was said there, what was discussed at Ponderosa, everybody's feelings that I already knew going into jury, I don't think Ceree swayed anybody. people voted for who they wanted to win.
I think I co-signed that. If it was Rizzo in the end with Jonathan Joe, how would you have voted? And you were on the jury not very long, but like, what was the perception of Rizzo?
So that's tough. That's really tough. I can honestly say going into that final tribal, I don't know where my votes would have landed. Because again, I'm looking for people to own their game. The most likely scenario, because the way that Rizzo is able to articulate the things that he's done and the moves that he's made and the way he stands 10 toes down on everything he does, Rizzo probably would have got my vote. But I'm not going to say that there was like a landslide. There wasn't a landslide perception of Rizzo on the jury. Some people on the jury felt like, you know, Rizzo was a little lazy at camp. And if that's what you value in a game, then those are some of the questions that would have come at him. Rizzo probably would have been the most likely person to get my vote in that scenario, but I can't say for 100% that that's what would have happened. Only based on what I know of how they speak and how much conviction Rizzo feels about his game. Because I didn't know a lot about it, but I'm sure he would have told me.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I agree with that. I know the family went out there for obviously the last day. Was your family also out there?
Yes.
Oh, Tiff.
My older sister was there. It was so crazy, right? Because my older sister was like my name on a loved one's visit, and they didn't want to tell me because I got out at 5 and like they were scared that they were going to tell me and I was going to like break down and be sad about it. But then ultimately they did decide to tell me. And I think my reaction shocked them because I was like, wait, like my sister is here, April Irvin. Like, y'all sure she's in Fiji? They're like, yeah, no, she was here. We were going to do loved ones visit. But I was so happy. I was ecstatic. Not because, like, you know, anything else other than the fact that, like, my sister got to go to Fiji. My sister, like, you know, she has, like, disabled children and she doesn't get to travel a lot. I think this might have been her first time out of the country ever. She doesn't even have a passport. She got a passport specifically for this. Like, one of my nephews, he has cerebral palsy. He is, like, in a wheelchair. He eats through a feeding tube. So my sister doesn't leave him often. But for this, she was able to get a nurse to watch him for the couple of days. She came out there. So even though I didn't get to see her, I know I provided her with, like, a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And for me, that felt like a win. So I was grateful.
I love it, Tiff. And listen, I have a feeling we'll see you again. So there might be another chance. And well, just answer that question, I guess. You're open to coming back, right?
I would definitely come back.
Yeah, I guess my last question, and we talked a little bit about this, but like I said, a bunch of players, when I asked them who cemented their legacy this season, a lot of them said you. And I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, before the season, I feel like people saw you as an underdog. Like, oh, I don't know about Tiffany. And it reminds me a little bit about Kelly Wentworth when she came back. We were like, oh, Kelly Wentworth. And she freaking did the same thing. She's like, no, this is why I'm here. How do you feel about that today? And do you feel like you did cement your survivor legacy here?
I truly do. And I'm ecstatic. I'm so grateful because there were people that were skeptical. There were people that had a lot of questions. They're like, oh, why did they pick Tiffany? She placed 8th on her season. She went home with an idol in her pocket. Like, what is she gonna do? I knew in my heart what I had to offer, which is why I was so disappointed in the game I played the first time. And seeing the outpouring of love and the support that I'm getting from people online, and people literally saying that, they're like, Tiffany has proven to me beyond a shadow of a doubt why she was chosen for 50. Excellent casting choice. I hope she plays again. That makes me feel so good. It makes me feel so proud. And above all else, it just makes me feel like I did what I set out to accomplish, was to ultimately prove to myself that I have what it takes to be a serious contender in this game.
And you were. And listen, that room last night was rooting for you. It was loud. I don't know if you heard it.
I didn't hear it until I came out there, but everybody told me, they're like, Tiffany, every time your face came on the screen, they screamed like you were the clear choice. You were the clear fan favorite. And I'm just like, wow. Yep. I went from going home with an idol in my pocket to being one of the most beloved players on my season. I couldn't have written a better outcome for me other than me getting that $2 million check.
Yeah. Real quick before we go, speaking of the idol in your pocket, you were like the idol hunter out there. You're like, you got an idol, you got to go. Did going home with the idol in 46 have anything to do with that, or no? Just different.
Absolutely. That's real trauma. That's real trauma. Going home with an idol in my pocket, I think it gave me like a little bit of residual trauma. Because even though I didn't have the idol, I know how dangerous idols can be. They cause a lot of friction. They make people get spooked. And above all else, if I don't have the idol in my pocket, it's a seat filler. It's taking up a spot that I could be sitting in. I want it gone. So I'm like, nope, I'm not dealing with no idols in my pocket or anybody else's. Get them up out of here.
I loved it. It was so fun. Well, Tiff, it was so great getting to know you and watching you. I'm sure we'll see you again. And yeah, just have a great day. Take it all in.
Thank you so much. It's great
All
chatting with you.
right.